I'm here with Walter Hang from Toxics Targeting, and this is the third year I've seen you here.
It's the fourth year.
Fourth year, okay. What do you think is different this year?
Just the volume of participants. It's well over 2,000. Just the fervor, the amazing energy. You know, people from all over the state of New York are basically here to send a clear message to the governor. Don't even think about lifting the shale fracking moratorium. Put the Department of Health review conducted in secret and basically without any public participation on hold. Basically do a comprehensive public health impact study. And if he doesn't do that, you know, these people are going to remember in November.
I think that the health review is one of the main points this year. Can you tell our listeners a little more about what that issue is?
So basically, about a year and a half ago, in September 2012, the Cuomo administration said, before we adopt the final supplemental generic environmental impact statement and lift the shale fracking moratorium, we're first going to do a Department of Health review of the health impact analysis conducted by the state of New York. And so I realized in November of 2012, once I started looking into this, that this wasn't even written on a piece of paper. It was completely secret. It didn't have any public participation whatsoever. And as a result, it was completely improper. Like, the governor couldn't be serious that he was going to make the biggest environmental decision in a generation completely in secret. And so we started organizing to make sure that, you know, Department of Health review could not be completed without full formal public participation. We've held it off now for about a year and a half, and that is why there still is not even one shale gas production well that's ever been fracked in the state of New York. And so we are now pushing super hard to tell the governor, you have to put this bogus, inadequate review on hold, and instead you have to do a comprehensive public health impact study to resolve all of the public health shale fracking concerns once and for all, openly and transparently, so that the public can have confidence in the proceeding. And the governor promised that he was going to bring openness and transparency to New York State governor, and he hasn't fulfilled that promise. So that's why so many thousands of people are here today to tell the governor, fulfill your campaign pledges. Otherwise, you know, they're going to remember in November. I believe that every single year for 4 years, our state of the state demonstrations have gotten bigger, have gotten more focused, have gotten more boisterous. And I believe that had to play a key role in persuading the governor that he couldn't go forward from a political perspective. And that's how come there still has been no final decision on shale fracking. And that decision is going to be made by one person, and that's Andrew M. Cuomo. So every year he doesn't even mention shale fracking in his State of the State address because he knows he'll very likely get booed by all the supporters that we've organized who are in that room. And out here on the concourse, it's just a stunning visual display of democracy when you have these people coming from all over the state of New York and basically voting with their feet and telling the governor, we're watching you, you know what we want, you don't give us what we want, and you're going to get hammered.
Thank you, Walter.
Okay, thank you so much.